The Guelph District Health Coalition is joining what they feel is an unprecedented response to an unprecedented issue. A bill passed that the local organization believes could be damaging to care in Centre Wellington. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has all the details.
Responding to the new approach, GDHC, a coalition formed by seniors groups, patients organizations, nurses, and more, will be part of a province-wide, community-run public opinion vote opposing Bill 60. In a press release, the coalition said they are gravely concerned about the development. Britt Hancock, co-chair of the organization, believes the new system will be hard on everyone, specifically hospitals and residents of local small communities.
Say a smaller town loses those surgeries, there's no option but for them to close or to reduce their hours. And so that leaves a lot of people in really precarious situations, especially elderly people that require cataracts or knee and hip surgeries, to have to go outwards out of their community to get these things done.
The concerns come less than a year after reduced hours at several local hospitals, including emergency department closures for both Louise Marshall Hospital in Mount Forest and Wingham Hospital. The closure was a result of a gap in nursing coverage. Hancock also thinks the system will leave communal hospitals struggling even more.
It's wonderful for the profitable larger cities that are closer to access, but I don't think people realize that once you eliminate those key surgeries out of hospitals, that it's really difficult for the public hospitals to function.
She added she doesn't think the move comes out of an effort to improve the healthcare system.
They also aren't highlighting that virtually in every community across the province that we do have operating rooms. They're just not being funded to their full capacity. That's what this referendum's all about. It's a policy and a political choice that they're doing this. It's not a necessity.
There will be 500 voting stations across the province, including three across Guelph on the 26th and 27th of May. For more information on the public opinion vote, head to www.hospitalvote.ca. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.